We'll go back to Baroque music later in the program, but now we're going to dip into the present for about 7 minutes to hear a spiritual but secular choral work by English composer Judith Bingham. This is a good piece to hear now because early music made an impact on her musical style. She feels that she took from medieval composers a concentration, intensity, and directness of expression. The piece we'll hear was written as part of a tribute to the late Linda McCartney. Her husband, Sir Paul McCartney, put together a CD of works contributed by several famous British composers in order to raise funds for research to help eradicate breast and liver cancer. Judith Bingham's piece is called Water Lilies, and the composer wrote the text as well as the music. While swimming in a Bavarian lake on an August day, she found herself swimming through a raft of water lilies. While trying to think of the poem for the piece during the worst of English winters, she was struck by the thought that the lake must now be frozen, with the water lily buds suspended in ice. She saw in this image a parallel with those who are ill, for just as the summer will come again and the lilies will return, so hope is possible in our darkest moments. Here is the poem. Hard to believe this was the lake where we swam last summer. Sometimes I dream of that night, swimming blindly through silky warm water, through liquid moonlight into a pool of water lilies swaying near the shore. Sometimes I dream of that night. We are swimming through heart-shaped leaves, thick twining roots, clutching, tugging, pulling deeper into the murkier depths. Hard to believe, wrapped in a gown of pale green mist, the lake lies frozen. Green lily pads stare from her icy face. And deeper still, dreamless fish sightlessly wait by the seed pods, dreaming of summer's past and flowers to come. For summer will come again, and moon-colored lilies, not yet born, will open their petals to the night, throw their scent into the air, and turn their faces to the stars.